This is Torah 101. We welcome you back as we open up the eternal words of our Creator, His Torah. The parasha called Vayigash, which means He approached, that is, Yehuda, in verse 18 of Genesis 44, Yehuda approached Yosef and said, "Please, my Lord, let your servant say something to you privately, and don't be angry with your servant, for you are like Pharaoh himself." Yehuda now beginning to plead with Yosef, who he believes to be a prince of Egypt. He says, "You are like Pharaoh himself. We honor your position. We honor your authority." The Midrash, the ancient commentary on the Torah, says that there is another layer of meaning here, that even though Yehuda didn't mean it on the surface, but under the surface, being like Pharaoh was not a positive thing in God's eyes, because remember how God had dealt with Pharaoh when Sarah, Abraham's wife Sarah, was almost taken in to Pharaoh's harem as a wife. It says that God dealt with Pharaoh over that. We know that in the future, God's going to deal with another Pharaoh in the future deliverance of the children of Israel from Egypt. You are like Pharaoh himself. In other words, ultimately, Pharaoh has no power over the Jewish people. Verse 19, "My Lord asked his servants, 'Do you have a father or a brother?' And we answered, 'My Lord, we have a father who is an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one whose brother is dead, so that of his mother's children he alone is left, and his father loves him. But you said to your servants, "Bring him down to me so that I can see him." We answered, "My Lord," and Yehuda is just going through the whole story again, making clear that there should be no confusion. This is what we agreed to do, in other words, and we're not guilty of anything. So we answered, "My Lord," verse 22, "the boy can't leave his father." Remember, the boy, Binyamin, is a grown man with 10 children at this point. He's just younger than them. "The boy can't leave his father. If he were to leave his father would die. You said to your servants, 'You will not see my face again unless your brother is with you.' We went up to your servant, my father, and told him what my Lord had said. But when our father said, 'Go again and buy us some food,' we answered, 'We can't go down. Only if our youngest brother is with us, we will go down, because we can't see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us.' Then your servant, my father, said to us, 'You know that my wife bore me 2 sons. This is speaking of Yosef and his marriage to Rachel rather than Leah. The 2 sons, the one went out from me, and I said, "Surely he has been torn to pieces." Speaking of Yosef, who, remember, Jacob was told that he had been torn to pieces by an animal, a wild animal, and I haven't seen him since. Now, if you take this one away from me too, and something happens to him, you will bring my gray hair down to Sheol with grief, the grave." The Midrash of Genesis Rabbah clarifies this a little more, that Yaakov was meaning that since Binyamin is with him, he finds comfort over the loss of Binyamin's mother and over the loss of Joseph. But if this one too dies, speaking of Binyamin, it will seem to me as if the three of them died in one day. Quote, unquote, from the Midrash. Verse 30, and we will close here for today. So now, if I go to your servant, my father, and the boy isn't with us, seeing how his heart is bound up with the boy's heart. This tells us that Yaakov and Binyamin were very close. They were closely bonded, that their hearts were bound together, that Yaakov's connection to his son Binyamin was very, very strong. No doubt because of the loss of his wife, Rachel, and the loss of his son, Yosef. Binyamin, Yaakov's mind, is really all that he has left. This is Torah 101.